Let's go to Steve Wynn-Harris now, who is solving the world's problems from a rural perspective. Hi, Steve.
Hey, Jesse, how are you? Your producer, Rob, just jacked me up on the phone and I asked him if I was going to get some cool theme music like he does with his book quiz, but apparently not.
You're a bit squeezed today, I'm sorry for time, so we'll get straight into it. You made a bit of a... Well, you tell me. You were trying to do the right thing with your lambs, and what went wrong?
Well, you've got to get colostrum, and these are motherless lambs, and you've got to get colostrum into them if they haven't had any from their own mother, because it's vitally important. It's got all the antibodies. It's pretty this is pretty with our times at the moment, because they acquire these antibodies. It's called a passive immunity from their mother across the placenta, and you know this is all to do with and we vaccinate our ewes and cattle. So that they do. Anyway, I get some colostrum from a local dairy farmer. I swap him a bottle of wine, and he gives me colostrum, and he gave me quite a bit this year. So I froze some, and I used some on the lambs, and it's mother's milk. It's fantastic. It ensures their survival and vigour. And when I ran out, I got some more out for another bunch of motherless lambs before I mothered them onto mothers. And I was surprised how the freezing process had sort of changed the colour. It's sort of gone a bit more orangey. When I thawed it out and warmed it up for the lambs, it was very gritty. So I was surprised at that anyway, and I had a hell of a time feeding these lambs because the teat kept blocking up. Anyway, next morning, Jane was watching me struggling with this blocked teat, and she said, "That's not colostrum, you fool, that's pumpkin soup." And anyway, turned out it was. I'd been feeding lambs on pumpkin soup quite successfully for a couple of days. I don't know if I've made some sort of amazing accidental discovery, because I have great faith and belief in pumpkin soup. I do think it is one of the great things in life. But yeah. I'm not saying that it's a substitute for colostrum, but you know, who knows? It could be the next best thing.
Well, what was the effect on the lambs?
Well, it kept them alive, most of them. But it probably lacked a little bit of the old passive immunity or the antibodies anyway in proper colostrum. But anyway, you know, there's been a lot of amazing accidental discoveries in life, you know, including Sir Alexander Fleming with his... finding his penicillin and things like that. So who knows? Maybe I've discovered something.
Okay, Steve. Well, we'll spread the word. Meanwhile, you've got your eye on... you've done some native planting. Good for you. But you've got a few enemies out there.
Yeah, this is kind of... I mean, I hesitate to talk about this because last time we talked, I talked about a magpie... And in the end, he was becoming so aggressive, I shot him. And apparently, your producer told me you had a lot of people wanting to know my name and where I lived so that I could be reported to the SPCA. So I hesitate to delve into the subject, but it is a bit of a war out there if you're trying to make the world a better place and save the world. So I was riding down my hill the other day on my motorbike safely with a helmet on, and was suddenly distracted by 10 fallow deer bouncing across in front of me and into my young pine trees. And I knew some deer were in there roughing them up. I was surprised to see 10. Unfortunately, that moment's distraction meant that I had a fall of my two-wheeler onto the ground and broke my collarbone, so I'm currently in a sling. So not only am I worried about these deer and the damage that they're doing to my pine trees and the threat that they could get into my 6,500 native trees, which are probably another kilometre further away by a waterway, it's slightly personal. You know, I blame them for my broken collarbone. So I've got some professional hunters, or you know, keen recreational hunters, to come in, and they've been having trouble. Fallow deer are very elusive things, and it's made me think a little bit, because there was a news story on RNZ yesterday about this problem. It's becoming a real problem, because what we're doing, you know, we're planting forestry and native plants and fencing off our waterways. We're doing good by the world, but we're also creating terrific refuges for the likes of deer and other people who have problems with pigs, of course, and wallabies. And so the problem's only going to get worse, and it makes it harder and harder to establish, particularly natives, to establish them. And there's a little bit of a tension between hunters and farmers. So I want them gone. I want them eradicated. But hunters, they want to control them. It's a resource for them. It's their recreational and it's a food source. So there's a bit of conflict there, but look, to be honest, there's so many, and it's getting more of a problem since venison prices have dropped and wild shooting is not economic. It's becoming an increasing problem, and I'm not even talking about the rabbits and the hares as well. You know, they're a difficulty out there as well in terms of establishing trees.
Are they hard to shoot, the deer?
These things are. I'm not really a hunter or a shooter, but these guys are pretty good at what they do, and I think they've managed to get two. So there's still eight, and they're probably more than I'm aware of. I just happen to see 10, and I'm not out in the what's out in the bush. I'm fairly. This is reasonably intensively farmed land here, so you wouldn't expect to see that many. But they're all over the place, and it's becoming a real problem, and will only get worse.
Okay, thanks, Steve. And people may, my rings and bells, there's been a bit of reporting over the last couple of days about the impact those deer might be having on New Zealand natives. Nice to talk to you, mate. Thank you very much for coming in.
Thanks, Jesse.
Coming in, I mean that metaphorically. Steve Wynn-Harris, solving the world's problems.